हरे कृष्णा। भगवद गीता सिटीज चैप्टर नंबर 3 कर्म योगम टेक्स्ट नंबर 24। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंदम। श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंदम। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। उत्सिद्धयो रिमे लोके न कुर्याम कर्म सेतहम्। संकरश्च कर्ता स्वयं उपाहन्नम् इमे प्रजः। उत्सिद्धयो रिमे लोका न कुर्याम कर्म सेतहम्। संकरश्च चक्रतास्यम् उपहन्नामि मेम प्रजहम्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। इफ आई डिड नॉट परफॉर्म प्रिस्क्राइब ड्यूटीज ऑल दिस वर्ल्ड्स वुड बी पुट इन टू रिनिएशन एंड आई वुड बी द कॉज ऑफ क्रिएटिंग अनवांटेड पॉपुलेशन एंड आई वुड thereby डिस्ट्रॉय द पीस ऑफ ऑल लिविंग बीइंग। ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकयं सक्षिरन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांतं स्वामिन् इति नामिनं। नमः च नमस्ते सरस्वती देवीं गौरवाणी प्रचारिणीं निर्विशेषा शून्यवादिन पाशातदेशतारिणीं पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्र रुद्रमरुदयः सुन्वन्ति दिव्यस्तवैं वेदैः सांख्यपदक्रम उपनिषद् गायन्ति यं सामगम्। ध्यानावस्थितदद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनं यशन्तं नाविदो सुरासुरगणा देवाय तस्मै नमः। हरे कृष्ण। नाउ वी आर इन चैप्टर 3 कर्म योग टेक्स्ट नंबर 24। इन दिस श्लोक कृष्ण सेइंग इफ यू आर नॉट परफॉर्मिंग प्रिस्क्राइब्ड ड्यूटी द व्हाट विल बी द रिजल्ट ही इज एक्सप्लेनिंग इन दिस श्लोक। Previously, he explained that even though I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I am from this three world, I don't have anything to want or I don't have anything to obtain. Still, Krishna says I am doing prescribed duty just to set an example to people in general so that everybody will follow whatever the great personality do. All the people in general, they will follow. So, in this way, Krishna explained, as a leader, we should perform as a leader we should perform prescribed duty. In this shloka Krishna is explaining, in case if the leaders of the society, if they fail to perform the prescribed duties, then what will happen? There will be a varna sankara. Varna sankara means there will be an unwanted population will be coming up. So once the unwanted population comes, then there is no possibility of attaining the peace in general. So there are many people are responsibility in this world. One is God himself is responsible to, like a Krishna, even though he is a supreme God, he himself. Yesterday we discussed how Krishna in Dwaraka, he received Narada Muni. So in this way we discuss how God is perfectly behaving. Then 500 years back, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. He is a Krishna himself in this age of Kali. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared 500 years back to propagate the Harinama Sankirtana to everywhere. Because people were suffering, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared very mercifully. Even though he is a Krishna himself, he appeared in the form of a devotee. So, as Sastra explained, every day we already discuss about the five loans. We already discussed Deva Yajna, Deva Rin, and Rishi Yen, Rin, Pitru Yen, Bhuta Rin. So like this we discuss five kinds of loan which we are taking as soon as we born. So in this way we have to repay. But there is a one exceptional case is there. If somehow or other, if If we become the devotee of the Supreme Krishna, the Godhead, Anyavilasita Sunyam Jnana Karvadi Anavratam Anukulena Krishna Anusilanam Bhakti Ruttamam. So in this way, the definition for the Bhakti Yoga, Rupa Goswami mentioned in Nectar of Devotion, if we become the perfect devotee of the Supreme Personality, the Godhead, we are no longer taking the loan. We don't need to repay to any of them. We don't need to repay to the demigods or the rishis or the even pitrus. Why we no need to repay the debts of the pitrus? Because when we perform devotional service, we already discussed, 21 generation will get liberated. Then there is no need of going and repaying to the pitrus. So no need. So even to the demigods, if we perform devotional service, the demigod will be very, very satisfied. So in this way, if somebody becomes the very strong devotee of the Krishna, then he don't need to repay any of the rent to anybody. So even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is a supreme lord himself, when his father passed away, then he did all the Shraddha ceremony. Even though his father Jagannath Misra, he passed away, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he conducted all the Shraddha ceremony, whatever the Pitru Karya is supposed to do, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu perfectly, he conducted. Because even though he is a Supreme Personality of Godhead, what is the need Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to perform any Shraddha ceremony? His father is a pure devotee of the Lord. He came from the spiritual world. Jagannath Misra is not ordinary person. He came from the spiritual world to enact the pastimes for the Lord. He came, they came, parents all there, his devotee only from there, all came from the supreme abode in Vaikuntha Loka. So no need to do any Shraddha ceremony. But still Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to set an example, he conducted the Shraddha ceremony. If for example, if the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu if not doing the Shraddha ceremony for his father, then everybody will not follow, because they will say, even the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not do any Shraddha, why I should do Shraddha? So in this way, Shraddha ceremony, Pinda for the Pitrus, they will not do. So in this way, the God, he is doing his part very, very perfectly. Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, Krishna descend to this material world. One of the reason, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharatam abhyuktanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyakam paritranaya sadhunam vinasaya chaduskritam dharma samstar banartaya sambhavami hihe yuhe. Srila Prabhupada mentioned, whenever the society is going improper way, then Krishna himself, he descends, or he incarnates, or he sent his representative to correct the people in general. Because even Krishna also, when he descended, there are so many improper way the society was going. So he instructed this Bhagavad Gita so that people, when they follow, they become righteous. So in this way, God is doing perfectly his job. So the next responsibility in this society as a parents. We already elaborately discussed how we should behave very properly in front of the children. But there is one more part is there to begate. This loka Krishna says Varna Sankara. Varna Sankara means unwanted population will come up. So there is a two stage for the parents. One is begating the children. We have to begate a good children. Then second part, after begating, we should behave in front of them, and we should, you know, educate them proper way. They will become the good citizen. So the first, second part already we discussed in a previous class. So today, when we see, we have to begate a very good child. So in Shastra, it is explained, there are various samskara, it is mentioned in the Shastra. Samskara means the purificatory ceremony. As soon as we wanted to plan for the children, immediately the men and women, they have to conduct the Garbhodana Samskara. Garbhodana Samskara means the seed giving ceremony. When the husband gives the seed to the woman get pregnant. So in this ceremony is called Garbhodana ceremony. Srila Prabhupada says, we have to chant the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When the husband and wife, before they are going to unite the children, before they are going to plan for the children, they should chant the holy name of Krishna in a particular rounds, particular number of times they have should chant. Then they should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then they offer agarbhakti, ghee lamp, flower and fruits to the Supreme Lord. Then they should beg to the Supreme Lord, "Oh my dear Supreme Personality of Godhead Shri Krishna, kindly send the son or daughter who will be the first class devotee of you. They will be the, please send the good children." This way we should beg the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then we should, when we chant the holy name of Krishna, then what will happen? Our mind will be very, very in good devotional mode. Nowadays what people are doing, they are not at all worshipping the Supreme Lord. Just they are uniting and begetting children. So when we chant the holy name and worship the Supreme Lord, then we go and unite with the man and woman, then our conscience will be in devotional way. So when our conscience is, so it is mentioned even in scientifically also, whatever the conscience, whatever the character of the parents at the time of uniting, that will be the character of the children. Sometimes we scold the children, "What is this? This children is not at all obeying." So because when we are uniting, we are not in, for example, if the woman or the men, if they are very much tensed at the time of union, then definitely the children born will be, they always in very, very tension. So that is the reason the Sanskara explained the Garbhodana Samskara. We should perform the Samskara with devotionally, the man and woman, they should unite. So if they unite in this way, the child will born, will be, the child is going to born, come out, will be first class. The intelligent, the intelligent of the child will be very, very sharp. They will be first class children. Even if you say one time, they will understand everything, patapat. Immediately they will understand everything. They will be very, very sharp. Before you are trying to say something, they will understand what you are going to say. In this way, they will be very, very sharp, and they will be automatically, they will be devoted to Supreme Personality of Godhead. We don't need to educate so much. The children will be automatically, because the child in the womb, they will also grow very perfectly if you do Garbhodana Samskara. For example, if you are not doing Garbhodana Samskara, just like a cats and dogs, if you unite, then what will happen? The child will be very, very dull. Very, very dull, and the child will be very, very miscreant. I had one of my friend. She is actually a teacher. When this the teacher, she is a female teacher, and she is going to the school for teaching. These boys, when the 11th and 12th students, they are doing lot of naughty things to this teacher. Even sometime, the teachers are very, very afraid of going to the school and teaching them or college, because so many people are miscreant. Even they don't have any proper the qualities, they don't know how to behave with a teacher. They are making a lot of fun with the teachers. These are all miscreants, because we have not, as a parent, we have not begated in a proper way. Then, if the woman is pregnant, she should hear always the holy name of Krishna. She should always chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. She should chant the holy name. She should always hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Her mind, the woman mind, should be very, very peaceful. She should be always peaceful and very, very sober. She should not watch some fighting movie or some death incident, or she should not watch any serials where the people are showing the violence and all those things. The woman, she should not watch anything. She should be focused very much. She should be always very, very peaceful. She should hear the very melodious kirtan. So in this way, if she is maintaining and she is, if she is very, very peaceful, then child will be very, very peaceful. You believe it or not, if somebody is pregnant, you tell them to follow these steps. Tell them to chant the holy name, then hear about the Supreme Personality Godhead, tell them to worship the Supreme Personality Godhead, and then read Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. So in this way, tell them to maintain the devotional service. Then you see after 9 months, the child will born. Then you examine the child. When they become 2 years, 3 years, 4 years old, you examine the child will be very, very first class and is sober. If they are not doing, then there will be lot of miscreants they will born. Just like, for example, if you seed the mango seed, if you seed the mango seed, after 2-3 years, we will get a very nice mango. Very beautiful mango. It will be very, very sweet. But for example, if you put the seed for the thorns, what will happen? It will prick our feet. We should not lament, oh, this is keep on pricking my feet. So in this way, we will be lamenting. Because we put the seed, wrong seed, because we put, if we are putting a mango seed, the beautiful mango will come. If we are putting a wrong seed, what will happen? It will keep on pricking our feet. So in this way, if we see several child is born, all pricking our feet and pricking our brain always. So many naughty children are born in the society because of improper Garbhodhana Samskara. They will be doing lot of miscreant in the society. Then next responsibility is the Guru. Guru means the qualification of Guru. He should follow. First is Achar, then Prachar. Achar means whatever is mentioned in the Shastra, he should follow perfectly. That is Achar, then Prachar. Prachar means whatever he is following, as mentioned in the Shastra, he should preach. But in this age of Kali Yuga, unfortunately, people are only preaching, no Achar. They don't follow anything, but they simply, in front of the mic, with thousands of people and millions of people, they give very, very wonderful advice. But they don't follow anything. But the Guru also should be, he should practice, then he should preach. So, then the next responsibility of the political leaders, the politicians, the chief minister or the prime minister of the country, they also, they behave such a way, as I said, they have to set an example, they have to lead in such a way the life should be the first class. Then only the citizen also, they will follow, like Krishna explained in this sloka. So Srila Prabhupada mentioned in this sloka, and this is a purport, we should follow the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We should not imitate. Now, for example, Srila Prabhupada gives example, Lord Shiva is not ordinary person, he is a great personality. When the asuras and the demons, they were churning the Mantara hill, so many poisons came out from that while they are churning. Immediately, Lord Shiva is not ordinary man, he just drink all the poison. So his name is called Nilakanta, because in his throat, all the poison he stocked here. While he is drinking, it does not went inside his body. That's why if you see Lord Shiva, in the throat there will be like a ring shape black color. So that is called Nilakanta. So, but ordinary people nowadays, the followers of Lord Shiva, they also go and drink this ganja and so many other things just to imitate Lord Shiva. Then the devotee of Krishna also, the Krishna gave a lot of instruction. We should follow the instruction of Krishna. We should not go and do like a Krishna married 16,108 wife. We should not go and marry like this. If we have a capacity, we can marry. Even what to speak, 16,000, we can marry 1 lakh also, there is no problem. But if you have a capacity, when Krishna yesterday we discussed, 16,100 and palace he created, he expanded into 16,108. We cannot, even to maintain one wife, it is very, very difficult in this age of Kali Yuga. What to speak of 16,000 wife, it is impossible. So that's why Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, we should follow whatever the Krishna give the instruction, not to imitate. Krishna, he was doing a Rasa Leela. Rasa Leela means, he used to play with a lot of girls, the young gopi girls, in the mid of the night. Because that is a spiritual, fully, totally spiritual. But nowadays, if you see, if you go and see in Vrindavan, there are some Pasidu devotees without any knowledge of the Sastram. They also invite some girls. They will be acting like a Krishna. There is so many girls will be there. They will be playing. So in this way, they will imitate. But if you ask them, Krishna is lifted when he was in a very small child. You know, without any effort, he lifted Govardhana hill. If you ask them, this imitating Rasalila people, sir, please go and lift Govardhana hill. They will not do. Only Krishna was doing Rasa Lila. They will do the Rasa Lila. They will invite so many girls. They will decorate as a Krishna. He will dance with the young girls. But if you ask them to lift Govardhana hill, no, sir, I will not lift. So in this way, they will say. So Prabhupada says, we should follow, not imitate. So in this way, if the leaders of the society, even Rishabhadev says, the parents means he should be able to deliver the child from the birth, death, old age and disease. So this is the duty of the parent. If you are begetting a children means he should be able to deliver them from the birth, death, old age and disease. For that we should give proper devotional service. Then the child will become, after the death, he will go back to Vaikuntha Loka. That is the responsibility of the parent. It is not the responsibility, no, my son become engineer, my son become doctor, so my responsibility is over. Not like this. This is not the responsibility. This is anybody, even anybody can become engineer, anybody can become doctor. That is not something great. Of course, it is required in this material world. Education, material education is required. But our prime responsibility is to deliver the children from the suffering, from the birth, death, old age and disease. The child should go to the Vaikuntha plant. That is the responsibility of the parent. So in case if you are not properly begetting the children, what will happen? Nowadays we can see there are so many terrorists are there. In this material world, so many terrorists are born. Because we are not begetting a proper children. So in this way, from this sloka, what we can understand, as the leaders of the society, if they are not following the prescribed duty properly, then what will happen? There will be a Varna Sankara. Varna Sankara means unwanted population will born. That unwanted population will create a lot of troubles. Nowadays we can see so many asuras are there in the world. They are creating so many troubles. So they will create a trouble. Then there is no chance for the peace of the society. Hare Krishna. So today is the incarnation, appearance day of Srila Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya is the associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Advaita Acharya, he appeared Bharata Varsha 500 years back. He is the combination of, he descended. He is the incarnation of Mahavishnu and Sadashiva. He is the combination, and he appeared in this age of Kali Yuga 500 years back. When he appeared, he saw that people were suffering like anything. So he was thinking what to do, how to deliver all these people, because he saw that people are going through a lot of suffering. So immediately he went to the Ganges. After going there, Ganges, he got the Saligrama Sala with the Tulasi. He worshipped the Saligrama Sala of Krishna using Ganga Jal and Tulasi. Then loudly he chanted, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He chanted the holy name and immediately he shouted and he requested the Supreme Personality of Godhead to descend in this world. He requested, oh my dear Supreme Personality of Godhead, please kindly come to this world and give the Harinama Sankirtana so that these people, they will come out from the suffering, because they are suffering so much. So in this way, Advaita Acharya, he prayed and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. So today is a very, very auspicious day. So we can take a blessing from Sri Advaita Acharya. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hari Om Tat Sat.